Chapter 7. Solomon Builds His Palace. Solomon was building his own house 13 years, and he finished all his house. For he built the house of the forest of Lebanon. Its length was 100 cubits, and its breadth 50 cubits, and its height 30 cubits, on 4 rows of cedar pillars, with cedar beams on the pillars. It was covered with cedar above, over the 45 beams that were on the pillars, 15 in a row. There were beams in 3 rows, and window was over against window in 3 ranks. All the doors and posts were made square with beams, and window was over against window in 3 ranks. He made the porch of pillars. Its length was 50 cubits, and its breadth 30 cubits, and a porch before them, and pillars and a threshold before them. He made the porch of the throne where he was to judge, even the porch of judgment, and it was covered with cedar from floor to floor. His house where he was to dwell, the other court within the porch, was of the like work. He made also a house for Pharaoh's daughter, whom Solomon had taken as wife, like this porch. All these were of costly stones, even of cut stone, according to measure, sawed with saws, inside and outside, even from the foundation to the coping, and so on the outside to the great court. The foundation was of costly stones, even great stones, stones of 10 cubits, and stones of 8 cubits. Above were costly stones, even cut stone, according to measure, and cedar wood. The great court around had 3 courses of cut stone, and a course of cedar beams, like as the inner court of the house of Yahweh, and the porch of the house. The work of Hiram. King Solomon sent and fetched Hiram of Tyre. He was the son of a widow of the tribe of Naphtali, and his father was a man of Tyre, a worker in brass, and he was filled with wisdom and understanding and skill to work all works in brass. He came to King Solomon and performed all his work, for he fashioned the 2 pillars of brass, 18 cubits high apiece, and a line of 12 cubits encircled either of them about. He made 2 capitals of molten brass to set on the tops of the pillars. The height of the 1 capital was 5 cubits, and the height of the other capital was 5 cubits. There were nets of checker work and wreaths of chain work for the capitals which were on the top of the pillars, 7 for the 1 capital, and 7 for the other capital. So he made the pillars, and there were 2 rows around on the 1 network to cover the capitals that were on the top of the pillars, and so did he for the other capital. The capitals that were on the top of the pillars in the porch were of lily work, 4 cubits. There were capitals above also on the 2 pillars, close by the belly, which was beside the network, and the pomegranates were 200, in rows around on the other capital. He set up the pillars at the porch of the temple, and he set up the right pillar, and called its name Jachin, and he set up the left pillar, and called its name Boaz. On the top of the pillars was lily work. So was the work of the pillars finished. The Sea of Cast Metal. He made the molten sea of 10 cubits from brim to brim, round in compass, and its height was 5 cubits, and a line of 30 cubits encircled it. Under its brim around there were buds which encircled it, for 10 cubits, encircling the sea. The buds were in two rows, cast when it was cast. It stood on 12 oxen, 3 looking toward the north, and 3 looking toward the west, and 3 looking toward the south, and 3 looking toward the east. And the sea was set on them above, and all their hinder parts were inward. It was a handbreadth thick, and its brim was worked like the brim of a cup, like the flower of a lily. It held 2,000 baths. The 10 bases. He made the 10 bases of brass. 4 cubits was the length of one base, and 4 cubits its breadth, and 3 cubits its height. The work of the bases was like this. They had panels, and there were panels between the ledges. And on the panels that were between the ledges were lions, oxen, and cherubim. And on the ledges there was a pedestal above. And beneath the lions and oxen were wreaths of hanging work. Every base had 4 bronze wheels and axles of brass, and the 4 feet of it had supports. Beneath the basin were the supports molten, with wreaths at the side of each. The mouth of it within the capital and above was a cubit, and its mouth was round after the work of a pedestal, a cubit and a half. And also on its mouth were engravings, and their panels were 4 square, not round. The 4 wheels were underneath the panels, and the axles of the wheels were in the base. And the height of a wheel was a cubit and half a cubit. The work of the wheels was like the work of a chariot wheel. Their axles and their rims and their spokes and their naves were all molten. There were 4 supports at the 4 corners of each base. Its supports were of the base itself. In the top of the base was there a round compass, half a cubit high. And on the top of the base, its stays and its panels were of the same. On the plates of its stays and on its panels, he engraved cherubim, lions, and palm trees, according to the space of each, with wreaths all around. In this way, he made the 10 bases. All of them had one casting, one measure, and one form. The 10 bronze basins. He made 10 basins of brass. One basin contained 40 baths, and every basin was 4 cubits, and on every one of the 10 bases, 1 basin. He set the bases, 5 on the right side of the house, and 5 on the left side of the house. And he set the sea on the right side of the house eastward, toward the south. The vessels. Hiram made the pots, and the shovels, and the basins. So Hiram made an end of doing all the work that he worked for King Solomon in the house of Yahweh. The 2 pillars, and the 2 bowls of the capitals that were on the top of the pillars, and the 2 networks to cover the 2 bowls of the capitals that were on the top of the pillars, and the 400 pomegranates for the 2 networks, 2 rows of pomegranates for each network, to cover the 2 bowls of the capitals that were on the pillars, and the 10 bases, and the 10 basins on the bases, and the 1 sea, and the 12 oxen under the sea, and the pots, and the shovels, and the basins, even all these vessels which Hiram made for King Solomon in the house of Yahweh were of burnished brass. In the plain of the Jordan did the king cast them, in the clay ground between Succoth and Zarethan. Solomon left all the vessels unweighed because they were exceeding many. The weight of the brass could not be found out. Solomon made all the vessels that were in the house of Yahweh, the golden altar, and the table whereupon the showbread was, of gold, and the lampstands, five on the right side, and five on the left, before the oracle, of pure gold, and the flowers, and the lamps, and the tongs, of gold, and the cups, and the snuffers, and the basins, and the spoons, and the firepans, of pure gold, and the hinges, both for the doors of the inner house, the most holy place, and for the doors of the house, to wit, of the temple, of gold. Thus all the work that King Solomon worked in the house of Yahweh was finished. Solomon brought in the things which David his father had dedicated, even the silver and the gold and the vessels, and put them in the treasuries of the house of Yahweh.